Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Elise Glink is with us, the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. Elise, I saw that Jeff Bezos is going to sell up to 25 million shares of his Amazon stock in a period ending on May 29th. And that just means he expects that the tariffs will impact Amazon sales? Am I reading that right?
Well, you could read it that way, but he has started selling some of his many, many, many billions of dollars of shares in order to fund his other company, which is called, I think, SpaceX. He's Blue Origin. SpaceX is Elon Musk, right? So
right.
He has a rocket company, and you know what? That stuff just requires billions of dollars. And so he's selling up to what today would be worth just around $5 billion or 25 million shares. But he has previously sold even more than that. I think last year it was something like $13.5 billion worth of Amazon shares. And those were the first sales of his shares that he did since 2021. So you could see it as maybe that he thinks tariffs are going to cause a problem, but usually big companies that are publicly traded, if the CEO or C-suite wants to unload shares, they have to do it in a pre-planned way. The SEC doesn't allow them to do those kinds of market-moving trades without disclosing it and letting everybody know in advance that these are planned sales.
That man has so much money. Later on, we're going to talk about the richest people in each state and overall, Elon Musk, of course, being the richest person in our country and I believe the world. Everybody else is just hoping to hang on to their job. The jobs report came out today. What did you take from it?
Well, it seemed like a pretty strong report. The market has been going gangbusters. They're certainly happy about it. We saw non-farm payrolls increase to a seasonally adjusted 177,000. So people thought it was going to be a little bit higher, Dow Jones estimate was 133. So that was way above that estimate. But they had originally thought it'd be closer to 185,000. The unemployment rate stayed steady, 4.2%. So I would say that it was a very good report in that with all of the hubbub over people losing their jobs in D.C., and people worrying about tariffs and companies saying that their sales might be stalling and they're not going to have anything on the shelves for people to buy, I think it seemed like a pretty good report compared to what it could have been.
Well, that's good news. One of the other stories you're covering is 50% of parents are having fewer kids due to the cost. That's a LendingTree study. Is that what the White House administration is reading and why they're considering offering $5,000 for the birth of every child?
I think they're looking to take a page out of some other countries that have been trying to do just that. And if you look at, I think it's Japan has something like that. There are a few other countries where they pay the costs for 2 years for parents, moms, really, to stay at home with their kids. I think that the $5,000 baby bonus is sort of in line with that. The problem is $5,000 doesn't even come close to the cost of raising a child to the age of 18. That number is well over $300,000 per child. So getting $5,000 wouldn't even cover the cost that you have to pay for all the extra things you need when you're pregnant. And even the cost of having a baby, even if you have some health care coverage, there's always some things that go outside of that. But 9 out of 10 parents in the LendingTree study who have kids younger than 18 say parenthood would be easier with money. Wow, that's news. And 46% say they would have more kids, but they just simply can't afford it. And then this number really troubled me. 64% of parents with kids under the age of 18 have actually gone into debt to pay for child-related expenses, and 21% are still in debt from that. So if you're going into debt to raise kids, that's a pretty high price, not just for today or over the next 18 years, and certainly doesn't even include college, but it can have profound impacts on your retirement as well.
Right. And I don't know, I guess, you know, when I was of that age, I didn't worry about what the cost was. I just wanted to have a baby. It didn't really work out for me. I I adopted Liam later and was better financially set, but I think when we grew up, Elise, that really wasn't the consideration when it came to having children, was it?
Well, I think everybody thinks about it today, which I think is a good thing, right? To just go and have kids, you know, willy-nilly and you don't know how to pay for them. That causes a lot of stress on everybody. I think, you know, at some point in time, money and age sort of got in the way. I had two boys, as you know, and, you know, you just get to a place where you're like, you know what, that feels right for me. And then you have some people who, you know, have 8 or 10 and it feels right for them. I just wonder, as life continues to get more expensive, if what we're doing is making it harder for people to say yes to families at all. That would make some sense if you look at the number of people having kids and how much it's dropped and how people are waiting to their mid-30s to have their first kids. You know, if you're waiting till you're 35 and you're a woman, you're already a high-risk pregnancy. So if you want to have more than one child, you know, every single year gets a little bit more dangerous for your health. So
yeah,
I wonder if we want to find other ways to support it, right?
We see fewer of those families. I mean, I knew multiple families who would have 8 or 10 kids when I was growing up. I rarely see that anymore.
Yeah, down the street from us, we have a family that had 5. And I think, I don't know anybody else who has 5. I know a couple who have 4, but no young families that I know of that have 4. There are a whole bunch that have 3. But many, many more people just have 1. And that's not even close to the replacement number we need just to maintain the same number of people in this country, right? You need like 2.3. I'm not a statistician, but it's like 2.13 or something. And so you'd love to find a way to support families. Raising kids has been the greatest joy of my life.
Yes, absolutely. The recession, is there still talk about it? Are we headed for one, or have those thoughts, you know, drifted away?
Well, I think people are coming down on both sides of the fence. I see people saying we absolutely will have a full-blown recession here by June or July when those store shelves are empty, that we've watched the tariffs sort of cause a big disruption in the supply chain universe, and we've just experienced that with the pandemic. So I think it's going to be a very challenging spring and summer, and I really don't know what to expect, because once you disrupt these supply chains, it can take a very long time, as we've just seen, to get them up and running again. It's really taken four or five years to just get the economy back to where it was after that abrupt stop with the pandemic. So I would hate to see something like that start again in this country, because I do think it can take a while to get back going.
And the driverless trucks are on the road, right?
All right. I've actually driven in a driverless car, a Waymo, out in San Francisco. I've done it twice. And the first time, it totally terrified me, Lisa. I was holding onto the seat as if that was going to save me.
That is funny.
Watching this. It's so crazy. You watch this car and the steering wheel moves all on its own, and there's nobody sitting in the passenger seat. Well, that's what we're now seeing on these runs from Dallas to Houston. There's an autonomous truck driving company called Aurora, and they have launched their first service for Uber Freight and for Hirschbach Motor Lines. And they've got just one truck, but they're going to plan to add more by the end of 2025. And that is really crazy. And there's another one that does short haul deliveries, but they're not doing these long, you know, hours long driving. And I think it's kind of interesting and a little bit terrifying.
I am with you on that. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Sign up for her newsletter at thinkglink.com.